in this bulletin. Supporters in disbelief over the relocation of a Tamil asylum seeker family to Christmas Island. A new round of United States tariffs on Chinese goods set to come into effect. And in tennis, Ashley Barty through to the fourth round of the US Open. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Supporters of a Tamil asylum seeker family say they're in disbelief at what they have described as the covert relocation of the family to the Christmas Island Detention Centre. The family's lawyer had been given assurances that they would remain in Darwin and not be split up after a last-minute court injunction was granted to temporarily halt the deportation of the youngest child. Family friend Angela Frederick says the relocation happened without any communication with the family's lawyer.
We went to bed last night thinking, okay, they're safe in Darwin, only to be awoken at 2 a.m. with the call that they were on Christmas Island. So just absolute disbelief at the cruelty of this system that is doing this to these innocent people.
The case of Nadez Priya and their two daughters has provoked national outcry since March last year, when authorities forcibly removed them from their home in the Queensland town of Billawheeler. Legal appeals for the parents and eldest daughter have failed. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has defended Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's decision not to intervene in the case and let the family stay in Australia.
Peter Dutton, like every minister, has a responsibility to uphold the law, to act consistent with the law, and to act consistent with lawful orders of the courts. This is something that has gone through years and years of court process, and at every level the courts have confirmed that this family arrived here illegally and remains here illegally.
Australian unions have been presented the Medal of the Order of Timor-Leste in recognition of the role the movement played in the campaign for the country's independence 20 years ago. Australian unions campaigned for United Nations peacekeeping forces to enter Timor-Leste and provide medical supplies after the Timorese people overwhelmingly voted for independence in the face of Indonesian aggression. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says it's a great honour for the Australian union movement. United States President Donald Trump has confirmed that a new round of tariffs on China will go into effect on Sunday in the latest development of the two countries' trade dispute. The US is planning to impose 15% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. Mr. Trump says the US is continuing to engage in dialogue with China to end the dispute.
We're having conversations with China. Meetings are scheduled. Calls are being made. I guess the meeting in September continues to be on. It hasn't been cancelled. And we'll see what happens.
Back home, and Labor is calling for an investigation into reports that funds under the National Disability Insurance Scheme are being wasted by providers on lavish dinners and five-star hotels. Former head of National Disability Services Chris Tanti has told News Corp he was shocked at the spending extravagance. Labor's disability spokesman Bill Shorten says the NDIS is a great idea, but he says the allegations of the misuse of taxpayer dollars meant for people with disabilities need to be investigated.
As recently as yesterday, I'm on the Gold Coast with a hard-working mum who can't get the basics that she needs for her precious daughter, Meadow, 7 years old, diagnosed with severe autism, just so that family can get by. And we've heard many other reports wherever I travel in Australia. So I think the problem with the NDIS and the people at the top is that this is a system where no one's running it. It is adrift. It's a runaway train.
In tennis, Ashley Barty is just one win away from her third Grand Slam quarterfinal this year, after beating Greek Maria Sakkari in the third round at the US Open. She defeated her opponent 7-5, 6-3 in 1 hour and 27 minutes. That result also sets her up for a potential quarterfinal showdown with Serena Williams. But Barty has told SBS Sport she is focused simply on dominating in her match on Sunday.
I think it's important for me to look after my first serve and to try and get into as many service games as hers as possible and keep the pressure on, bring in the slice and the different shapes of my forehand as well.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers 20. Adelaide, shower 2 clearing 17. Melbourne, showers developing 17. Hobart, shower 2 16. Canberra, morning frost, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.